Without a ball, it's just a court. And without your spirit, it's only a game. So, together with the fans, we bring our best. For your next pregame, let's share a twist on a classic, the Hennessy Margarita. A squeeze of fresh lime juice and a bit of agave syrup, topped off with ice and a salted rim. Mix it, shake it, pour it, and enjoy the spirit of the NBA. Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and older, please drink responsibly.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the third and final edition of Courts and Culture segment of Point Four Podcast. This week, we are going to dive into our favorite spots to shop while we're on the road. But before we do that, make sure you follow Point Forward across all social media platforms and don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast.
All right, we're back for another episode of our installment of Courts and Culture brought to you by Hennessy. This week, we'll be talking about some of our favorite shopping cities. ET is a world-renowned traveler and shopper. Whenever I'm looking for some clothes, I'll text ET and say, hey, I need something to wear today in this city. Where do I go? And usually he steers me in the right direction because I had one place I used to go to, but they decided to change their fit on their clothing. I went there actually this past weekend. I got stuck in the city for an extra day. So I just went to John Elliott to give me like a look for the day. But they changed the fit a little bit. And so it's a little shorter. Look like I wanted like somebody might walk past and say, won't you pull your shoes up? And so it's hard to find clothes for tall guys. And so obviously NBA players, we do have those conversations all the time. Like, yo, where can I find a t-shirt? Where can I find a belt? Where can I find a tie? Where can I find a look? And so E.T., where's your favorite city to shop in? Top three. And what are some sleepers? Some top three and then our sleepers.
Like I said, I never get over Rodeo. Just because as a kid, you watch the Mighty Ducks, I thought that was one for sure. I think that was like a lit spot. I think Soho in New York.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like shopping in Soho. I think legitimately, I don't even mess with Fifth Avenue.
True story.
Like when people sit there and they're like, yeah, I'm going to Fifth Ave. Like, if you're New York, it's like, you don't even know what you're talking about then if you're going to Fifth Ave. You know what I'm saying? And then lastly, a silent killer. That mall was nice back in the day. Maybe it was like the ambiance of it, but when we went to Orlando, they had a really nice mall.
Orlando has a nice mall?
It was like, they had great stores.
I forgot. I have no idea.
I think either that or like the Scottsdale Mall was mall in Phoenix was lit.
But mall in Phoenix is nice.
Those are some of my favorite places, my favorite cities to shop where I would land and I'd be like, okay, it's about to get lit. Like Soho is tough, man. What about you? What do you think?
I'm sad. I'm so sad I learned about Soho when I did. Now, I've been knowing for quite some time. I finally found out in like 2011-ish. But this is like we always speak about, like we were in Philly and it's like we didn't do what we were supposed to do in terms of getting up to New York because I would be there every day. But a sleeper one is that I put them in my top three. I do damage if I ever have time down there or if I need clothes. The design district in Miami is like that.
Wynwood?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pharrell and I think this partner, what they did to that area, they literally got everything right there.
I can see that. I like that, actually. Over there was pretty lit. I think, like I said, whenever you walk in the ambiance, like sometimes people don't take an effect when you're hitting Wynwood, like, the shop there in November or December hits different when you're coming from a Philly or you're coming from that of a Denver. So when you sit there, you're like, shit, I'm killing two birds with one stone. I'm getting vitamin D, pause, and I'm getting drip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So when I was playing, San Francisco was like that.
Like for shopping?
Yes.
Bro, I remember one time, I ain't gonna lie, this is the best thing I ever had. This is why I found out San Fran was lit like that. I'm a rookie. And weird stuff would happen from the get-go. You know, when you first get in, it's like hype around your name. So, like, my bags and stuff would come up missing. So, like, one time I went to Memphis and somebody just stole my bags. Like, you understand what I'm saying? So, I didn't have my bags. And we had just started that road trip. And I remember, shout out to Alan Lumpkin. Lump was like, look, bro, we going to get what was in the bag? I'm like, bro, it's a lot of shit in that bag. He's like, all right, don't even worry about it. Just go. When we go to San Fran, just buy clothes on the road. Bring me back receipts. So, I went on, like, this 10K shopping spree.
Oh, and wow,
like,
that's dope.
Yeah, it's a little young, dusty bastard. Like, 10K, bro, was like, that was my first time really doing. Yeah, For me, so like when I hit San Fran, like I'm seeing what Barney's talking about, I'm seeing what Louie talking about. Like I'm copping sweaters, boots, you know, stars and everything. But I remember going there and getting checking out San Fran. I had no clue how like nice stores it was, and the shopping ambiance is pretty crazy.
Yeah, San Fran. San Fran was the first time I seen a Louis store like that one, where it was like it was a store.
Yeah.
Most Louis stores you saw like in the mall or tucked here, tucked there. That was a proper one. So,
do you ever remember? Obviously, you go shopping by yourself, but like, do you have any war stories when you went shopping with teammates? And not saying like to be like distasteful, fresh or whatever, but just being like, no, you sat down and you like, man, I thought I went crazy, but I had to like applaud. Like, we just went dumb up in here. Like, you understand? Like, we went to strip clubs before and you look at the ground as it's nothing but dollars all on the floor. So when did you go somewhere, you and your teammates, and you like, man, we didn't like handshake, things are just put on. I just went for 55. My man went for 43. My other man had the triple-double. Like, have you ever had moments like that where you just, with the squad, just put on?
Man, good question. I don't really go shopping too often with teammates now.
You can just say, I don't go shopping too often with niggas.
Nah, because it's funny because now most of my shopping is done like Xenia or Isaiah or Ralph Purple. So I'm getting fitted. Now, so I'm doing the boring shopping, which is fun to me.
Yeah, and when you break it down, like you only ask one or two people combos on those clothings, and it's usually the people that are fitting you. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
but even back in the day, I felt like
Lord Piano, love that.
Brioni, all that.
Brioni, yes.
I remember
Ketone. Love Ketone. It's so expensive.
Ketone. I remember, I'll tell a funny story. I remember when I was in the league one time, we just get our licenses checked. We calling ourselves like running it up. So we just get our licenses checked. I'm in New York. I just find out Dollar in New York. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when he hits me, he's like, yo, you in the city? I'm like, yeah, what you on? I'm like, man, I know nothing. I'm about to probably just go shop and that's from there. So he's like, bro, let's just, all right, we'll just do it together. Pause. So we legit, we hit like Soho, we hit like Saks Fifth Ave. And that was like one of them days where like I felt like coming to America. But you know what I mean? Like coming to America type vibe where like even me and Dame sometimes I'm like, yo, remember Soho back in like 2017? And we went, you know, Buddy went dummy. I went dumb, but Buddy went crazy. But it made me realize when I came down to it of one thing of like shopping with your homie, but then like when you take it to the next step and it shows you different level of like twindom. So, like, some of my favorite days is when it's, like, we both grab the matching watches. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that.
Or we sit there, like, obviously, your birthday present took a while to come in. Or I go check in, and I said it out loud. They're like, well, it's only two left. It's one, da-da-da-da. It's like, what am I supposed to get for my mans? It's like, all right, bet. Is that really
you see
twin
my, you, if you ain't going to see my dance?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and I told him, I said, bro, if it's twin, you cop two of them. Like, that's the new move. Like, that's really twin. And then Buddy should have one, I should have one. Like, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. That's the realest shit on earth.
Point. Forward.
Hennessy and Mitchell & Ness have come together for the ultimate drop, a limited edition collection to celebrate Hennessy's continued partnership with the NBA. Because some things just go together, like Evan and myself.
Hey, man. Remember when we met back in the day at Tim Grover's attack facility? Mm-hmm. I think it was like 08. I was finishing up my freshman year, and you were about to prepare to get that bag, right?
Yes, my extension year.
We met in 08. In 2010, we fast-forward to be each other's teammates.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously thought I was better than you. Then the first day of practice, I go baseline, and you Brian blocked my shot before
that
Brian.
That was a good block, G. bro, I remember that.
Bro, that was an amazing block. I'm looking like, bro, what just happened back there? And then I'm like thinking something, like talking to my agent, like, bro, you just said I was better than this.
Look. On the court, you're surrounded by a collection of personalities, egos, and talent. But when the pieces come together, that's when you form a great team. The same thing is true when you mix a great drink. Different ingredients come together for the first time, complementing one another to make something out of this world. And beyond the drinks, this drop with Hennessy and Mitchell & Ness celebrates the intersection of basketball with art, music, and fashion. Elements of culture that represent ways the fans and players pay homage to the game.
The exclusive collection will have a limited drop available for both in retail and online. Check out at Hennessy US on Instagram for more information. Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and older, please drink responsibly.
Point. Forward.
All right, Harry, here's a question for you. Yeah. To wrap up the segment. Out of your three favorite cities, who would you pick? You gotta pick a different person for each city. So you said New Soho, you said LA, and
Orlando randomly.
You said Orlando randomly. So who are you picking to shop in each one of those cities? Current players. So you don't even have to know the guy.
I think they're playing. They're playing in that city.
They're playing. So you can, they're playing in that city. There you go. Who would you think? Who would you guess best time with?
Yeah, they go Soho. So you're doing like Brooklyn Nets or the Knicks. So I would have to. Let's just be safe. Let's go with Dennis Schroeder.
I like it.
Okay.
European
Orlando,
vibe.
Orlando. His personality is wacky, but I think he'll pull off dope clothes and he has his own steez. But Cole Anthony. Orlando. Mm-hmm. And then my last one was what did I say?
LA.
Oh, LA. My youngin' D Russ. D Russ is actually, he has a natural steez. He's cool. And I think when you look at his style over the past few years, it's always been a different vibe, but like on some grown man shit. So I fuck with D Russ in this sense. What about you? Who would you choose?
Well, we forgot one city, which is Vegas. So they don't have a team. So I guess, but Vegas is the spot to shop. We always do damage in Vegas. But if I had to pick, because LA I'm struggling with, I'll have it figured out by then. New York, I'm picking OG Anunoby for sure. His argument with Serge Ibaka over Scars had me in tears some years ago. They were arguing like who introduced who to Scars. That was the whole conversation. It was like Serge, one of his shows. It was a chef show. It was a quick segment.
Yeah.
So they just won a chip after our whole team died. So they enjoyed that. Let him have that. But OG, I like a lot. He's got that British swag to him. So he's got some style to him. You know, we Americanize Europeans. They still have their same taste, which is what I like about them. And then they just cross it over to splurging over here, which is dope. Miami, I would love to go shopping with Tyler Hero. Because he just goes shopping to be like, no, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If I see it, I'm getting it.
And they just come outside. It's like, all right, so who are you this week, bro? Are you cringe? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he be getting to it, though. He be swaggy. He's swaggy. Yeah. He's swaggy. I love it. I love his confidence. And then I honestly want to know what it's like to shop with LeBron. I want to shop with LeBron.
I mean, it's a lot of short pants with colorful socks and dunks, basically. Right?
Yeah, you're right. So scratch that. Because I like everything. Because he has everything tailored perfectly. So I guess that's what I'm into, right? Making sure things are tailored perfectly. And so outside LeBron, because it's not even fair. Man.
I mean, AD dressed like a point guard. AD be trying to dress like a point guard sometimes.
Yeah, AD just 7'9". It's really, it's like KD is a dressed perfectly for the size of a tall guy. AD and I got to give it to him. Embiid be pulling off some dope looks too.
No, and bro, KD dressed perfectly for his size. What does he do?
Exactly. He's like, man, I'm going to give you he could give you like it's a variant of a uniform.
Bro, he looks really simple. Yeah, but even like he don't even use his Nike, like his Nike plug. Like so when you sit there, it's
not. Nah, I got to create, man, I would never tell that story, but he wears a size 20. So it's like,
oh, no. And I told you, that makes complete sense. I'm coming.
Yeah.
We're coming.
You don't even get so many options.
I started rocking with his style when he started dressing like Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, when he was in Brooklyn. It was perfect.
Yeah, I think this is where it came down. Yeah. Because first, I never really liked the steez. And then I'm like, he found his steez. It was like Marvin Gaye, Andre 3000-ish. Yeah. Like,
he was going crazy.
Not homeless or nothing, but it's like rugged, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was going crazy. He had a run.
So, Joy, let me ask you, G, shopping in them cities. I remember one time I was abroad back in, I think I was shopping internationally. And I bought my first ever Audemars Piguet in Milan. Mm-hmm. What was like some of the most memorable pieces you bought, like while you're in the NBA, where you're just like, you remember the city, the game, but you kind of remember the city for what you bought. Sometimes it happened for what you bought that night. Like, man, this night, I remember one time back in 2017, I was traveling when I first bought my new house in Portland. And it was like, I was traveling for Christmas, looking around. It's when I first really, like, I think it was 2016. I first really visited, like, a real art gallery and really dropped,
mm-hmm.
like, an uncomfortable, like, number on pieces for my home. And that's where I was like, oh, this is adulting. I'm out. The woman I'm dating, we're shopping for, you know, for the house. And it goes from, like, shopping from, like, shoes to being like, no, I'm investing into my space. And I thought that was, like, a memorable thing of being like, man, I bought four dope art pieces that day.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I remember it's two pieces that come to mind. My first AP, Because, like, I had the money. I don't know why I just didn't buy it off. And I just, like, I was like, yo, can I pay half right now with a check and, or a credit card and give you a check later? That's when we wrote checks. And I called myself being fiscally responsible. And she was like, all right, whatever you want. But this was before the AP craze. And then it's funny because I was in New York. I remember that random day. It was like a game. It was like on a trip. And that was like the first time I made a purchase over $500 on a road trip. Like, yeah, you know, it was rare that I went out and went shopping like that on the road. Like, you pick up some Louis shoes or you pick up something small, but never a purchase like that of a watch. And it wasn't even that crazy. It was a low, low, low five figures. And now buying watches that's the taxes on is pretty funny.
No, but then, now you buy stuff, you're like, bro, I need to stay the fuck inside. I just left the crib. And I was perfectly fine. Now I'm $50,000. Sit here and be like, how did this happen?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
like, how did this happen? Dead ass people like, yo, stop up here real quick. Hell no. Where that's at? Downtown? Fuck no. That's near Goyard. I'm not going.
And then actually the AP I have on right now is just like, people can see it because it didn't cost that much money. This wasn't that crazy. But it's went up in value. And I remember like it was yesterday how I bought it. And I've never bought a watch like this. I would do this from time to time in Philly, I guess, to get my morale up, my personal morale.
Yeah.
But we were on our way to a plane. We had like a road trip and practice was like early. We were on the road for a game. So we had a plane and I had time to kill. And for some reason, like I just ended up in, I was somewhere downtown Philly. And I just seen a watch store. And I never just stopped in watch stores like that. I never did it like that. Usually I was dealing with a dealer or somebody I knew or something specific I was looking for or knew where to go. Like, it was a random place. It was a legit place. And I just walked in. It was like, you got some watches. And he showed me the diver watch from AP. It was like the first time they dropped the diver. I was like, dang, for some reason this watch just sticks out to me. And so I asked him how much it costs. And I was like, huh, I thought it would be a lot more expensive. And it was at retail, and it was just like a regular purchase. It's not like a purchase today where it's like you're paying crazy overpriced or you're getting a steal. Like, it was just so normal of a purchase. And to this day, I probably wear this watch more than the other watch. It was kind of crazy how that day came about, not knowing that this was going to be one of the hottest watches and it was going to double in value right after that. It was just because I liked the watch. And probably my favorite story because of the way it happened. It wasn't like I was trying to buy something because it was going to go up in price.
That's crazy. That's luck, man. When you play with skill, good luck will happen, right?
I guess so.
I was wondering, when you break it down, too, obviously we shot both ways. What's the vibe? I guess most people don't understand. You hear rappers say it all the time. And I didn't notice it either until I guess I heard Tyga really say it. What certain things that you would buy abroad in a different country as opposed to, like, you know, in America? Like, what's something you're searching for? How is the shopping different? If you think
so we learned this when we went to Lake Como and we went to Milan for a little bit and we went to the Chanel store and they were like, nah, only local residents can buy one of this or one or more of this. Like, only certain people can buy certain things. I'm like, I wasn't upset. You normally it's like in America, it's like, oh, that's racist.
Yeah.
You know, it's a class action lawsuit against Hermes. Did you see that?
Is it?
Yeah, it's a class action lawsuit against Hermes.
Oh, no, because of the Birkin situation. I think we were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
But somebody went and finally did that for everybody.
Yeah, because when you add it up, bro, but then you speak on in regards, we have a couple friends that own stuff too. And when you think about the watches, it's like, yo, you can't buy this unless you spend this much worth of stuff. It's like when I want the Richard Mille Pharrell watch. They were saying you need to be $10 million in on a Richard Mille joint. I'm like, bro, I barely got the watch money for the Pharrell. Like, I would be taking pennies I don't have up here to get this watch. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, when you add it up, I forgot what they said, but it's like, I don't know if it's Monopoly or whatever it is. It's just like you can't force people to do that. You know what I mean?
Right. And so they're suing Hermes. I'm interested to see how that turns out because to Hermes, it's like you can't walk into Hermes and says, I want a Hermes back. Like, they got to call you and be like, yo, we got this back in. You can't just walk in and get one. Ferrari's kind of like that. You got to build your way up. Patek or Patek Philippe, depending on who's rapping, however you want to pronounce it. The ones that I like, 5711, 5712. The Aquanauts, you got to like pay your way to them. Like, you got to get the watches that you ain't never seen that no one wants to even get access to it. And so I guess that's what I see overseas that I want. But what about for you? Because you're overseas a lot.
No, back when I was like, was crazy in a Louis, I got it. Shout out to Axel Toupain. They were coming out with this camo edition Louis Vuitton like set. You know what I mean? Where they had the bag, the book bag. It was like crazy. Like, I wanted it bad. And I remember talking to my people here, and they're like, yo, I don't think it's going to come out in America. You know what I mean? And, you know, obviously I had to hit up my connection in, what was my man's name? Anton, my homie Anton. But he was able to store one for me. I hit up Axel to pay, and Axel was able to go pick it up and ship it back to me.
Wow.
Across the waters. But when you sit there, I think it's just limited edition, like sometimes little bags or little accessories or trinkets that I think for people that collect stuff and like how it ages, I think in certain times, I'm like, yo, very few people are able to get that. So I look for like some of the limited edition where you for sure look, it's only coming out in Europe. And I think that's what, especially when we play in the NBA, the second something drops, it doesn't matter if you see so many people, but one person with it ruins it. And one person that took a photo with it ruins it. And then you know what they say with Steph Curry, where that shit done. So
this is why I love you. You there's no holds bar. Like anyone, you are the can man. You truly are the can man. Anyone can get it.
No, bro, Steph, my man. Bro, till this day, G, I see why that man is a killer. Because when I said something about his outfit, there was no, like, he was going to knock me out. It was like, he for sure was going to knock me out if I ain't shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I mean? And that was like the mean, like, you know what I mean? That was like the meanest I've ever seen him look. I was like, damn, G, you that mad? But then it turned out wifey dressed him.
It makes it worse because you know that and you still continue to have this.
I don't give a fuck. You weren't supposed to be Fendi head to toe with the Fendi print, bro. Come on, man. The nigga was dressed like a West Charlotte nigga, bro. Like, let's stop, bro. Like, let's not do that.
Point. Forward.
That wraps up another episode of Courts and Culture brought to you by Hennessy. Don't forget to follow Point Forward on social media and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate you listening. Catch you next week.
Without a ball, it's just a court. And without your spirit, it's only a game. So, together with the fans, we bring our best. For your next pregame, let's share a twist on a classic, the Hennessy Margarita. A squeeze of fresh lime juice and a bit of agave syrup, topped off with ice and a salted rim. Mix it, shake it, pour it, and enjoy the spirit of the NBA. Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and older, please drink responsibly.